Looking forward to our next three guests to close out the hour. First up, the CEO and co-founder of Sensei, former Republican governor of the great state of Michigan, Rick Snyder. Sir, nice to see you as always.
Paul W., it's always great to be with you.
Please,
relentless positive radio.
Right, indeed. Give our best to Sue, and we miss her for the weather forecast. She could take some credit for this beautiful weather we're having. Doug Ross is here, president of American Promise Schools, former Democrat state senator. Sir, nice to see you.
Good to be here.
So what are you guys doing up here, the 21st century learning? Lay it out for my listeners on unlocking potential.
Yeah, so 21st century learning in Michigan. I love the tagline, student-centered real-life results. And that's what this is about, Paul W., about bringing innovation into our schools and doing it on a voluntary basis. If you think about it, we have a very antiquated system of education in this nation. It goes back to 1906, the Carnegie Unit, and it was about saying kids have to have their seat, have their bottom in a seat for so many hours a day for so many years. And 120 years later, we're just suggesting that there be some innovation.
there might be room for innovation rather than just if your butt's in the seat, you're being educated.
So the idea is, and this is all permissive, and the idea is if your local school district wants to do it, if your teachers and their union want to do it, and the parents want to do it in that community, let's let them get a waiver from seat time and innovate and do creative things where you can combine geometry with carpentry. You could history and science together. You can do all these combinations, more apprenticeships, internships. This is awesome stuff.
It's awesome. Listen to his enthusiasm. Doug Ross, are you getting anybody fighting you on this?
Well, change always alarms people.
Yeah.
Good news is the teachers union, MEA, has really stepped up and supporting it. Business groups are supporting it. Slowly, I think the school organizations are coming on board. So, and of course, part of the innovation is a Republican and a Democrat doing this together.
Working together.
Say, this isn't about fighting and partisanship. This is about kids. And this is about the fact that what worked really well 50, 75 years ago, and our teachers aren't worse than they were then. If anything, they're probably better prepared. The world changed. And if we don't change with it, we get left behind, which is kind of what this conference is about.
Yeah. One of the cool things, Paul W., about this is Doug and I got excited about this general concept about student-centered learning, you know, self-paced learning, all the competency-based learning, all these variations of innovation. But what we found is we found the Future of Learning Council. And there's been a group of – there are over 85 school districts in Michigan that are public districts, charters, intermediate school districts. They've been trying to do this for several years now, and they're being constrained. They're being held back from being able to do more by the seat time rule.
Right. And when we went to school, you and I, Paul W.
By horse and buggy.
We were preparing us to go into the factories and into the big offices. So we sat in rows. We moved to bells. We spoke only when spoken to. At least that was what they wanted us to do.
I was a budding talk show host. I spoke all the time.
You spoke all the time. You were a problem. It just is the wrong. So now you got to be able to solve problems. You need to be able to communicate. You need to not cover your paper, but know how to work with other people. The world has changed, and we're simply saying it's time to let schools change.
Optional pathway, not a mandate, waiving barriers to innovation, more time for students, accountability built together, student-centered learning, mastery, not seat time, real-world project learning, career exploration, flexible pathways. You can learn more at 21cmi.org. 21cmi.org. Will you both, individually or together, I don't care, come on again when we have a lot of time, when we're not up here pressed like we are at the Mackinac Policy Conference, and let's go through this. It's important enough for people to fully understand it and embrace it.
We'd love to. We're fired up. We're ready to go. This is relentless positive action. Let's go.
We need that relentless positive action again. We need that enthusiasm. Gentlemen, Governor Rick Snyder and Doug Ross, thank you both.